And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
That's how you get the podcast. Hello,
that's how we
Big
get
D
it.
And Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Hello.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4, we in the podcast or yours. I don't know, man. You know, everything's got to have a rap part now. We need to have a rap break in the middle of the podcast song.
That sounds like that's podcast. What we're going to do today.
We'll have my son call
in.
Frank
needs to do the whole breakdown.
He's at school right now. I'll see what
we
happens.
We need to work on that. Next week, we better have a, hey, so this is Rapper Frank, and this is what we do. I got Instagram and stuff.
Oh, it's so accurate. That's why it's so funny. Hey, just in case you haven't heard, Mother's Day is coming up very soon, coming up this next Sunday. So you're only just a few days away. You're thinking, well, okay, I'm going to have to come up with something last minute. Well, stop. Don't wait till the last minute. Right now, matter of fact, for the next couple days, proflowers.com, proflowers.com is offering our listeners 100 blooms and a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's pretty awesome. 100 blooms with a free glass vase. Jump all over this. $19.99. Or you can make Mom's Day extra special and upgrade to a premium vase and add some chocolates. I had to come back and say it in English. For just $9.99 more. So check it out. Right now we have a special code. When you go to proflowers.com, you can use our special code, which is simply Big D. B-I-G-D, Big D. There's a little blue microphone on the top right-hand corner of the page. Click on that, enter the code Big D, and you can save yourself some money for Mother's Day. And you know what? If there's a guy listening right now and you have children, do this from your kids. Okay. Proflowers.com. And type in Big D when you click on that little blue microphone in the top right corner. There you
still
go.
Irked that the woman from ESPN is still employed.
That she's back on the air.
The one who did the whole fat shaming thing because she was angry. And so she, you know the story. She went back to work, a week or so ago. And
what made you think of that?
I don't know. That really bothered me. I don't normally get, just because I'm fat. I don't. That's not didn't get me. But
there's so many people.
There's
that
something
have,
about her.
But
it's
yeah,
her.
Yes.
It's not just.
I know what you're talking about.
There's something about her.
She's very unlikable.
She's very.
I know what you're saying, man.
Ugly. She's ugly, as my mom would say. Don't. Are you being my mom's? Derek, have you? Are you being ugly? No, ma'am. Or how about when you're out playing? And your mom would call you,
Derek, street lights on.
And I would go, street lights? We didn't have street lights.
Oh, we did. My neighborhood, we had street lights.
I'd say,
my neighborhood, now we don't.
I'd say, huh? Derek?
Did you me?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Huh? Be quiet. Derek? Huh? Derek? Ma'am. Come home.
She wouldn't even talk to you until you said ma'am.
Uh-huh.
That's great. I actually do this. I
got a little bullhorn, and it's great because I have one just like this at home. And I'm like, Ava, Frank, Olivia, time to come home. Time to come home.
What up, Carlos?
Hey, dude.
Carlos, UPS guy. Let's get in. What's he getting, Carlos?
Is he
Patrick getting
a
gift? Open it. What's it feel like?
CD? Hey, wait, hey, Carlos, can you open that on the thing for Patrick?
Is that legal?
Patrick, yeah. If Patrick gives him permission and says, "Could you please open this for me?"
Go ahead, Carlos. You can open it. He has to go. He's always in such a hurry. He can't.
All right, Carlos. Dude, we understand you.
He say I have a southern accent.
I have a southern accent. I like that.
From the deep south.
What'd you get, Patrick?
That's the new Chris Jansen CD.
Buy me a boat.
With a buy me a boat little floaty
keychain.
Oh, that's great.
With Warner Brothers, they just signed him and they've already started spending his money. born.
If you don't,
boy, that's exactly that right.
I say we take this moment to explain how the music industry works. Most of your artists,
you don't know it enough.
No, but you can correct me when I'm wrong. Most of your artists, they signed a deal. It's called a 360 deal, which means now as the record companies can dip into everything you do for the rest.
Oh, that's a very new thing.
The 360 deal? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So they get a piece of your merchandise, your touring, the this, the that, everything you do, they get a piece of it while you're under their contract. And then if they own the rights for your albums, well, they continue to have that in perpetuity, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, usually.
So
all deals are different, Yeah, but the recoup model is still a thing. I mean,
the recoup model works like this.
In other words, Warner Brothers did not spend money to send me a keychain.
Wait.
With Chris Jansen's name on it.
I'm Chris Jansen. I just got signed to your record label, and now you give me, I'm going to say $10. That's how much you're paying me, $10, because I don't know what he's really making. It's obviously a lot more than that. You give me $10 to be part of your record company. Now, how do I make more money?
We have to sell records.
Oh, okay. Like how many more records?
Lots of records.
Enough to cover my $10 salary?
No, you have to cover that, plus everything they spend is recoupable.
But what about this free thing you just sent out to all the radio people?
That costs money.
Wait, that comes out of my pocket?
Yes, it comes out of the artist's
half. So how much did it cost to make these little things? Well, those were a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a dollar.
2,000 of them out to 2,000 radio people.
So that makes you $2,000 in the hole automatically, mm-hmm. plus the shipping and plus mailing.
Plus the CDs they pressed with their new thing, and they sent out to radio. And so they've probably spent $5,000.
What about
that's
the
fine.
Electric bill at the record company? Is that part of it?
Security,
parking.
I don't know how the record bills record labels work. That is how it worked with our old.
We had a recoupable based deal at one time, and it was terrible. They made it sound like we were going to make a gazillion dollars.
You stand
to make a ton of money, and we're like, oh, so where do we sign? We couldn't sign fast enough, and then we found out because we would get these quarterly statements that told where they were spending our money. Yeah, so we didn't get a dime over what they paid us for our advance, which was our salary. We didn't get a dime over that until we hit our recoupable number. And the one time I thought we were going to hit our recoupable number is whenever they stole all those stations from us and gave them to somebody else and made our numbers all jacked up again.
Yeah.
I still think there was a lawsuit involved in that because that was supposed to be a mutually beneficial contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they took from us and gave to someone else, and it benefited them and not us.
Yeah.
But we didn't. We took the high road, and I'm done. I'm off my little bandwagon here. Oh, my Lord! There is an 8-bit version of Buy Me a Boat now. I was looking up Chris Jansen stuff. I can't play any of this, can I? Patrick? Not even if it's 8-bit, like video game sounds?
No.
Oh.
How about the guy who gets... There's some guy who's got a podcast, and he's all like, you guys are stupid. You can play music all you want. And then, like, I'm like... I talk to him. I'm like, really? Because I like him on Twitter.
A lot of people do play music on their podcast.
And then, like, I was like... I was kind of the same way he is. I'm like, well, we can play stuff. And then, like, a week later, somebody got busted and got sued. And I was like, oh, okay, well, see, that's why. Because you know what? It is like a lottery. You might be fine. In fact, you probably will be fine.
Most people are playing music on their podcast, and they're getting away with it because not enough people listen to their podcast. However, whenever you have a broadcast show and you have 17 listeners who go and listen to your podcast on a weekly basis, then you run the risk of getting popped. And we aren't going to take that risk because we own our own company.
We actually have too much to lose.
Yeah.
People who are doing it, it doesn't matter how many listeners you have. If you have nothing to lose, who cares? What are they going to sue you for if your podcast is making you $11 a week? Well, this podcast basically makes us no money,
but the radio show does.
And exactly. And you don't want to be. We're not going to take any risk.
Yeah. So there you go.
Who's going to win that fight this weekend?
For the people that are listening to it right now, I say it's going to be. Oh, wait, what? Did it cut out?
Oh, yeah, it cut out.
That's weird. What I was saying is I think it's...
In other words, Bubba doesn't want to make a prediction because when someone's listening to this on Monday or Tuesday,
I'm going to give you my real, thing. I think Mayweather's going to win it. I really do.
Yeah, I think Pacquiao's run is over.
I love Manny, though. I love Manny. I'm not a Mayweather fan, but, you know, they're both towards the end of their careers. And I think this more than ever is when defense is going to win a fight. And Floyd, you know, is just tough to hit. I don't know. I mean, Manny's still got it.
Floyd has been knocked down, not knocked out, knocked down one time. Okay,
and it's not because
in his whole career.
It's not because he's got a great jaw. I think the thing is,
he's a great defensive boxer.
He's so hard to hit clean. He moves so well. He's very good at predicting by looking at your body where you're thinking about hitting him next. And whenever you're fighting against that, it's tough.
Both of these guys are two of the smartest fighters ever. Like instinctively, two of the best. Boxers of all time.
Sadly, it's like the devil and Jesus getting into a fight because Floyd Mayweather is a very unpleasant person, and Manny is such a good guy. He gives back to his community and helps his country and does so much. And it's a tough one.
Yeah,
I want Manny to win.
But I just don't think he's gonna win.
Manny, but pull this one out for me, bro.
He could still get a lucky shot off and knock.
That's the beautiful thing about a fight.
Mayweather out. That's
it. The beautiful thing about a fight. Whoever thought Buster Douglas was going to beat Mike Tyson back in the day?
Yeah, won.
What about you, Big D? Who's your prediction?
I'm with you guys. I want Manny to win it, but I don't think he is. I just, whatever. Mayweather has this thing where he just seems to kind of come out on top. You know, even with all the allegations of the domestic violence, he just kind of seems to kind of come on top of that. I don't know.
You
know what, though? Maybe his luck runs out.
That's true. Yeah. Everybody's luck runs out someday.
Gunnar likes him because he has all those cars and
he's got beautiful car collection.
Yeah.
He bought 100 cars from one dealer. 100 cars. And by cars, it's not like, we're going out and picking up a Chevy or a Ford or a Hyundai or anything. He went out and bought 100 different luxury and exotics and all that.
What do you need 100 dealership cars for?
I've watched him. They were doing a documentary on him, and he was, I think he lives in Vegas, right?
Yeah. I think he lives in his cars.
And they were showing him pull up in a, what's a really expensive car? It's a,
you name it. I mean, McLaren. What kind of, was it a sports car? A Bentley, a Rolls?
No, it was like a sports car. Like a really.
A Maybach?
No.
Well, what difference does it make? He pulled up in an expensive sports car.
Because it is important, Patrick.
It is very important.
You're not going to guess what kind it is, and he's not going to know. Just say it. Finish your story.
Oh, really? Right. Okay, Bubba, it's a sports car.
Pagani Zonda. A two-tone? Oh, my gosh.
It's got the one color down the middle.
Yes. What's his name? Simon Cowell has one. Yes, that one guy in Houston ran one
into
the water.
You're there. You're really warm. And you're warm. It's
Bugatti.
Boom, Patrick. You took us 25 seconds.
What? I'm sorry. I completely checked out while you two were being idiots.
Anyway.
There's no idiots about it. We got the right car.
So let's get a Bugatti. He pulls
it's
up in a Bugatti.
Big part of the story.
He's driving a Bugatti. He gets out of the Bugatti, and there's another one pulls up right next to him. It's also his Bugatti, but he's not driving it. Obviously, someone else is. He drives two around to show people that he has two.
Oh, my God.
But he can't drive them, so he has a driver.
This is why we're rooting for the other guy.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Again, it goes, and Jay-Z and Beyonce bought a Bugatti for their baby, that little baby, like right whenever she was newborn, they bought one for her because she needs it.
Yeah, she's going to need a car.
Is that like real? Or is that
that's real.
That sounds like some stuff you hear.
Right. I think it's one of those things that you
and then he's Googling it to prove it's true.
Yeah, and like that proves nothing. You Googling it doesn't that doesn't mean anything. Unless it's bought from a reputable. Bubba sent me all kinds of stupid stuff. Did you see this right here? Did you see can you believe this was going on? And I'm like, dude, this your site, it's from like
what's their baby's name?
I love America, but you don't.com. Yeah,
dude, I love those.
That's not a real news.
Those are the
best. Come on, man.
Whoever came up with that idea first was smart. They started coming out going, "Hey, we're just going to be a fake news online news place," and just
I think it was The Onion before the internet started doing fake news. Mm-hmm. And they did it as a joke, and now other people do it. It's not a joke.
No, they're just pushing their agenda.
Yeah.
left, right, middle, it's all the same. I did think about you, Bobby, yesterday.
What's that? I'm looking at Blue Ivy's Bugatti.
Oh, my God.
Is it blue?
Yeah. No, it's just a Bugatti.
It's a blue Bugatti.
It'd be a blue Bugatti, right?
See, we both came there.
Yeah, goodness, so creative. I saw a thing pop up on my Facebook, and it's Tony Robbins. And it's him getting ready for a big speaking thing. Tony Robbins, the inspirational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing these videos, done well. It's like he's getting ready for the day. And then it goes to the arena where people are working to put tables and chairs out, and the stage is set, and they're
setting it up for Tony.
And then Tony, he's driving in a cab, you know, and or a car, not a cab, and he's in the back, and his wife, I guess, is with him now. And then they drive to a heliport where their helicopters, you know, they're taking off, and they take off and they fly, and there's a shot. He's laughing, and his wife puts her head on his shoulder, like this is great. And then everyone's doing the big chant and the dance, you know, and he's backstage jumping up and down, and they're all doing their little thing. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is the fakest stuff I've ever seen in my life. It was not even like, how do you fall for this? How do you not go, this is a sham? I just don't even get it.
It was like Jim and Tammy Baker back in the day.
Yep.
With the little
it was
pretend.
Exactly.
We're putting this on for the people.
Exactly like that. It was very televangelist. The over-the-top ones, you know?
I don't like that.
I don't either, man. I got a really bad feeling about it. It made me think about how you got kicked out of his seminar that one time. Was that him?
I forget who it was, dude. It's been so long ago.
Yeah, I thought it was Tony Robbins.
Yeah, I thought so. I don't remember anymore because it's like I've removed myself from that part of the world. But yeah, we did this thing where we had to our boss, when I worked in Guam, I guess it was Tony. I swear, I think it's Tony in my
big
memory.
Giant teeth, smiles a lot, has a real, hey, how are you?
Brought him out, and we did this thing, and it was a mandatory, you had to sit there and be a part of this, you know, what do they call them? Little motivational
seminar. Yeah.
So we had to be a part of it. And I didn't want to go. And the other guy that I worked with didn't want to go. And, you know, we're in there and we're in the back and we're literally pushing farts out. I mean, you're doing your hardest to act like you're 8 years old because we were miserable. I'm sorry. I'm a self-motivated person. To get stuff done, I just do it. You know, except cleaning up my garage. But I'm very self-motivated. I don't want to hear somebody tell me how to be motivated. I don't do all that. All those Instagram pictures and Pinterest pictures, that does nothing for me. I would rather just do it. Anyway, so we're doing the little fart sounds. And finally he...
How old are you now?
like 20, 21, 19, 21, somewhere up in there. But yeah, so we're pushing, but they were real. And then, people around us would laugh. And finally, he got mad. He goes, hey, I know you guys don't want to be here. So if you'd like to leave, leave. And we sat there for a second. We're like, is this a trick? And, the boss, the guy who brought us in, he goes, you guys, please leave. So we left.
For the record, I would have kicked you out, too.
And the good thing is...
For the record, I hope you wouldn't have made anybody go to that.
I went to the beach and I went surfing. That's what I did. Instead of hanging out with Tony and crew...
Let me give you a fair warning. Not that I think you're ever going to end up in this situation, but let me warn everyone listening. If you also hate that kind of stuff, don't get divorced when you have kids. Because you know what they're going to make you do?
What?
They're going to make you go to a parenting class. And the parenting class, stop doing it or I will start throwing things at you.
Can
It'll
I leave?
Be just like last week's podcast.
That was Big D. That wasn't me. I was over here laughing. I couldn't do it.
Go ahead.
Deteriorated already.
No, finish your story.
Deteriorated.
Seriously.
Patrick, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please tell your story.
Now, you want me to start telling just so you can make the noise?
No. Go ahead. We want to hear about how fun divorce is.
I was just going to say... Saying parenting class is the same thing.
So what do
they
do?
Seminar for 6 hours
to do what?
To learn how to get along and raise your kids together, and it is the same type of crap. It is like, guys, if I didn't know this, I would have resigned from society. Is that kind of stuff? It's just really, really And here's the worst part. Thank you, Dean.
What's that? What happened? Go ahead.
Excuse me. You plug it in, it'll sound better.
That's all right. I turned it off.
Here's the worst part is if you ever have a custody anything, any kind of disagreement, and you have to go for a hearing, they make you take the class again.
Are you kidding me?
They do it just to try to keep people from ever going in front of the judge. It's like it's busy work you have to do, and it makes money. It's like a tax.
Oh,
it makes money for some project, you know, yeah. some group that, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's a little scam. Kickback for some political,
And you're sitting, so you got to pay $100 or whatever it is and go sit in this class. And I mean, I'm telling you,
you said sit in that class. I'm sorry.
And you have to sit there and while they show you slides and talk about, you know, well, the best thing to do, communication is key. And literally,
oh my gosh,
jab pencils in my ear.
Communication is key. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. It's as I can imagine, it would be just like sitting in one of those seminars where you have to.
It was not my happy place. I'll just say that.
I started this new blog today.
Oh yeah, explain the whole deal. The whole deal about that. I'm sorry, I'm done.
Okay,
now.
Seriously,
that was the last time.
God,
I'm done.
I'm just saying, if I were listening to this, I would stop listening by about the third time you did that.
I would have been giggling if I were listening to this. I'm giggling now.
It started out. This lady, Melinda Newman, wrote a blog where she gave $10 to a different charity every day for a year, and she wrote about it every day for a year. And then our buddy Brian Mansfield from USA Today, he did it. And then now this year, 12 different people are doing it every month. And somehow I volunteered for this. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't remember why or what I was thinking. It was one of those things. It was like maybe I was at a party and there was whiskey involved. And Brian said, would you be interested in doing that next year for 1 month? And I was like, yeah!
Because I'm sure.
I like to write stuff. And I like to give things to people. This sounds like fun. Yeah, I really don't know what I was thinking. But now, like, oh, it's May. It's my month. And so I have to write. It's not giving $10 to a charity every day. I don't mind that. That's fine. I can make that work. It's writing a blog post every day.
That's like, the hardest part, isn't
it? Oh, my God. I've been lying awake at night terrified of the idea of,
how long
does
a blog have to be? Not very long, right?
A page, I guess.
I think you're overthinking it. I think a paragraph is fine.
Yeah, but you know,
three to four sentences.
It doesn't need
to be very long.
Well, if we're gonna do it that way, then yeah, I could do a paragraph. That's easy.
Because I don't think people want to read anything really long. I think you know, that's what I've been seeing the trend be. Mm-hmm. People just want to get something, read it, boom, and done.
I can write a paragraph.
Yeah, you can do that.
A monkey can write a paragraph.
No.
Oh, they can't.
No. They cannot do that, but you...
You know what they can do?
You can.
I can, yeah. A paragraph is... I'm sitting here thinking, because everyone else who's done it has been like a journalist, like a real journalist.
Like that's what they do for a living and all that.
And what's it matter? What if you just put one word? I mean, does it matter? Who cares?
I guess nobody cares. I just don't want to embarrass myself. Like, I don't want to be the, idiot here, the radio guy... do the blog for a month, and all he did was type with his toes and misspell a bunch of words. He put two spaces after every period, which, by the way, journalism people hate. But I was taught to put two spaces after a period.
Ellipsis.
Oh, ellipses are great. I use those all the time.
I use them everywhere. People go, stop with the dots.
Don't know what that is, where you put three dots at the end of a sentence.
I do it all the time.
It implies a pause.
Yeah, I do it all the time, too, because I type the way I speak, and...
Bubba doesn't even use ellipses right, though. Bubba uses three dots, five dots, 10 dots.
It depends on how long I want the pause to be.
That makes sense.
You can have an extended ellipsi. You can. I'm just saying,
that's technically incorrect.
I do it all the time. Yeah. And you know what? I'm a broadcaster. And we pause.
We talk for a living.
The power of the pause is beautiful.
Thank God. So, anyway. Today I gave to a Nepal... earthquake relief fund.
Oh, Facebook's been after me for that.
Yeah, I figured I'd start with something nobody could... Because you know how I feel about... I'm going to end up writing about this probably next week. You know how I feel about when people get on, oh, that. Why are you giving to that charity? Why don't you give to a worthy charity? You know how it just irks me to no end. When we were giving money to that kid just because we felt like giving money to the kid...
Oh, you hated that, man.
...with the ESPN thing.
Yeah.
And people started just ripping us. He's like, oh my God, there are people dying of starvation and cancer. I'm like, you know, that doesn't make my charity not worthwhile. You know, yeah. Every charity, if you're going to take your money and give it to someone else, good for you.
Yeah, but you see what they're saying. They're coming from, they're saying.
I understand that, but there's lots of worthy charities.
Yeah, but
put it on your calendar.
Because if you want to do it, starvation beats everything.
May
starvation
16th.
And homelessness, like, you can't die from cancer if you starve to death, okay? So, like, there are no other worthy charities. Like, it just annoys me when people do that. Like,
you're
everybody
do mosquito
wants
nets?
Yeah, sure.
All that kind of stuff.
Oh, whatever. I
was
going to
tell you, May
do.
16th is Armed Forces Day, and our friends at Boot Campaign, Joey and all those, they would really probably appreciate the push-ups for charity plug.
There you go. See,
that's coming
that's
up.
A great charity.
You got, we've got the dog tags for kids people who would love a little nudge. Hey, dude, if you're writing about it, these are great
exactly
charities
it.
That are close to our hearts.
You each get to tell me two charities I have to write about. Okay. And I'll try. I may make you write the thing. Yeah, you can write the thing. You can be my guest blogger.
I don't need to be a guest blogger.
It was all a great idea until I needed him to write it.
And dude, you're the writer.
No, Bubba's the dude. Who's the writer here?
Patrick, you have a blog. I don't have a blog. All of my writing comes in 140 characters or less.
Bubba is the Twitterer.
He's really good at it.
He really is good at
it. He's really good at keeping up, like, Facebook. And he's that's a real talent. I couldn't do it. He's really talented at that. Seriously.
I'm our social media department.
That's a real job now at corporations.
No, I mean, he's
I know
full-time.
A girl who just got a job, a full-time job, where all she does is social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She keeps track of social media for a company. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, that is somebody. That's a job. You want to talk about jobs that we don't think of that are going to exist 5 years from now? Because 5 years ago, nobody thought that was a job.
Right.
You're right. That was a
that was
app.
Something you do. Yeah, something maybe. Oh, well, maybe we should look into that. But now most of the big companies, like I guarantee you, Coca-Cola's got like 10 people sitting that their only job is to keep up with social media.
Yep.
But most decent-sized companies have one
seems
person.
Like, and that seems like a real overkill to
me.
Well,
they have people that work around the clock, because if somebody tweets out a hate tweet at midnight or whatever, then if you're an airline, they reply. They're like, oh, sorry that you didn't
I know the cable company does that, because every time I type nasty stuff about the cable company, somebody replies to me. Not that I've done that.
Done what?
Hey, this is Philip at
They've got me marked. It's not like they don't know. The cable company knows that I'm their sworn enemy, so it's fine.
They see your number, they're like, oh,
they're like,
damn.
Oh, not again.
Pass that on to the new guy.
I may have to leave a little early. I've got a Gunner's being filmed today.
For what?
He's a
to watch his swing.
Athlete. No, he's being kind of. He's being filmed for a sports training video. And so he's like the model, for lack of a better word.
Your son is a model.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he's going to be, he did it. He did one earlier this week, and he was like sore afterwards. It's like, okay, you take this weighted ball and, doing your hand stuff and, strengthening the elbow. For baseball, it's all, baseball, it's elbow and shoulder prevention for injuries. And so that's what it was all about. And then he did it, and he had to go through all the drills on camera. And then he's like the next day, he was sore.
How old is he?
11.
He's 11. He's big for his age. And the other night, he hit 3 home runs in one game.
Two.
I'm sorry.
Two.
The other one hit the top of the fence about a foot below.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
And the other one was to the fence. The guy caught it at the track.
And his dream is to play for the play in the Little League World Series. That's
man.
Like his immediate dream, or what?
Yeah. Yeah, he would love to. It was so cute. He got a new – his glove, he's had his mitt for like 3 years. He got it when he was 9.
He outgrew it?
Or 8, whatever. Yeah, well, he's got a hole in it. Like when you put your hand in the glove,
mm-hmm.
I guess he has like some sort of a little – he moves his fingers around in it.
A nervous twitch?
Something. But when you put your hand in his glove, there's a hole that goes through the leather and into the interior part of the glove.
No, that's how you break a finger.
And I'm like, oh, we need to get you a... He goes, can we get a new glove? I'm like, yeah. So we got a glove. I took his coach with him. And the guy who's over, not his immediate coach, the guy who's over the entire program, and because the program has like 9 teams, different age groups, 17 to 9. And he goes, well, you can get this glove. Where you can get that one? That's the
$300 model.
$350.
Oh, wow.
$380 with tax.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I want one of those, you know, because I still play softball and everything. I want one of those gloves that they hand make in Mexico out of, like, you know, the super mega supple leather. Mm-hmm. And they're all kinds of, you can make it in an American flag, mm-hmm. and they'll stitch your name into it. And you can pick the color of your stitching and the whole thing. And if you want a picture of Ronald Reagan hugging a koala, they can do that too. I mean, you name it, as crazy as you think
you can
get. Please
do that, because I want to see that.
As crazy, I made that part.
How do you come up with Ronald Reagan hugging a koala?
I was trying to think of something that you would probably never see and would probably want to see.
Wow.
And brilliant. That's how my brain works. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, they can do anything like that, and they're like about $350 somewhere up in there.
Oh, they have a site, you know.
But you know,
are?
If you're like a full grown adult, I'm all for that. But for a kid, like, isn't he going to outgrow that glove?
Yeah, sure. It's an infielder glove, and he'll grow out of it by, you know, in 3 seasons. Most players get out. They use their glove and get a new one with every 2 years.
Not me.
I mean, it's a really good glove, and right now I'm having a hard time getting it broken in.
God! For $350, it ought to break itself in and stuff you in at night.
Oh, this guy's got some.
They get more expensive.
They're out of Pueblo, and I need this Pueblo, Colorado. It's Jesus Acuna. The name of the glove company is, write this down, because in 2 years when he needs a new glove, you can get him one. They're called Game Time Gloves.
Game Time?
Game Time Gloves.
Are they online?
Yeah, I'm looking at his Facebook page.
Okay.
It's, oh my goodness, dude, I need.
Is this the ones with the pictures on it?
No, these are just beautiful. Like, look at this one. This one's beautiful. It's got the Texas flag stitched into it and everything.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. I mean, they can do, and they got your name stitched in, like in the actual color.
Yeah, they have a website, Game Time Gloves.
Oh. These are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're nice. You can spend a lot of money on that stuff, man.
Ooh, that's beautiful. Ogling, look at this one, the big American flag right there, and the red, white, and blue glove. See, that's what I was talking about. That's what I need.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's that. So I may have to go skedaddle here pretty soon here.
Okay. I get that.
And do that.
Something we need to address is the pancake bot before you get rolling here.
Haven't we beat that to death?
No, because here's the thing. This is, for those of you who don't know, we talked about this thing. It's called the pancake bot. I found it on Kickstarter, and it basically, it's a robot. You it's a printer. Think of it as a printer. Like, you would take a picture and print it from your computer. You do the same thing. You trace any picture of your heart's desire, and it will then print the pancake on a special griddle that's below the printer itself. The pancake bot will do that, and then you just flip it over, and you have a custom pancake in the shape of whatever. You want a Jason Aldean faced one? You can do it.
Not really.
No, he said.
Yeah, you can't really do that.
If you're a drawing,
you have to be a drawing.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could do a drawing, a tracing of Jason's face.
Doesn't look very, not look like Jason.
Well, yeah, it's gonna look like a cartoon, and then a pancake of a cartoon of Jason Aldean. Pancake of a cartoon of a picture of Jason Aldean.
Uh-huh.
It's not gonna look good.
I'm gonna get. I'm going to get one.
It's not there yet. Whenever they get it to where it really does, like the picture, like those cakes. You know, the cakes they print like a picture. It looks like the cake.
That's on the icing. That's on the film.
Yeah. So if when it gets to where it's like that kind of quality, yeah, I think right now you're way early in this party. In fact, even the guy.
Not to mention the guy. They're not even for sale.
Yeah, the guy's like,
it's just a
Kickstarter. Yeah, he's not even. And we even wanted to buy one from him. We kind of mentioned it. He was like, well, you know, if you got something, so let me know. And I can, you know, maybe
test it out and see.
Yeah, no.
They're not even available. I don't think he even has one that to
they're
sale.
Coming. They funded on Kickstarter. So
yeah, okay.
I am.
When they are available, we can go and buy one and have it shipped here for $200. We'll talk.
Watch
but
me.
I still think it's stupid.
I'm scouring Reddit, and I have been. Last night, I looked around for people who were posting about pancake bots, and I'm going to jump on Tumblr, and I'm going to look on that, and I'm going to find one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's going to find one.
And we're going to get one. And we need
can't
this.
Can't wait. We need that.
I think it's
you
definitely.
You guys are just full of hate, man. You don't like Periscope. You don't like this. You don't like, you guys, you know, when.
Go ahead.
I think you guys are technophobes. I think you're afraid of technology.
Oh my God, I'm a technophobe because I think the pancake bot is stupid.
No, but every time something new comes out, you hate on it.
No, I look, here's what I hate Periscope for a very specific reason. Okay, for two reasons. One, I think it's dumb. But also, I think it will cause people to watch things that are stupid instead of things that where people are trying to entertain you.
I enjoy Periscope.
The reason I hate Periscope is because it takes away all of our privacy in this building. We'll be having a conversation in there, and Bubba will just start Periscoping it. And then, no, I'm not gonna have the same conversation.
But that's
Periscope,
the beauty of Periscope.
I was having in the kitchen.
I don't want to go into a Periscope thing because we covered it in the last one whenever we Periscope the podcast, which, by the way, we've been getting people requested. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it because I didn't want to drive Patrick out of here. But I will say this. The other day, I was sitting in the pickup line, like where all the cars line up for the moms who pick up their kids. Well, I was the dad, the one dad that does pick up my kids from school. And I was sitting there. I had 30 minutes. So I flipped on Periscope and had a great conversation with, you know, a bunch of our listeners talking about
nothing.
They would ask questions and it was great. It's kind of like, you know, do you not love the Ask Me Anythings on Reddit? They're fantastic where they have a celebrity or somebody, a firefighter, whoever, and they say, ask me anything. And that was kind of what it was like. It was really cool and really fun.
I'll even give you that, but that's you on your time wanting to do it and participating. It's not you doing it when we think we're not on the air and all of a sudden we're all on Periscope.
Well, the day, because I know you are a Droid user, the day that I get the little notification that Androids can use Periscope, I'll be watching. I'll be watching to see if you pop up in there.
Oh, I'll totally get it just to freak you out.
Yeah. I think it's jealousy. Yeah. That's why you hate it.
I agree.
It's jealousy. It's because I don't have an iPhone.
We got to get Big D out of here. We do have something super cool, though, as a nice little bonus here on the podcast. Brett Michaels came in. I almost said Brett Eldridge because he was also in this week. God, we had a good week, didn't we? And I don't think that's ever happened. We had two different Bretts in the studio.
We had two Bretts this past week. Next week, we have two Chris's, Monday and Tuesday.
Chris Stapleton.
And then last week with two Bretts. We need to keep this theme going. The next week I'll try to get Leanne Rimes and Liam Womack. We'll just make this a thing.
Okay. So anyway.
Garth Brooks and Garth
Fundus.
Fundus. That's actually a person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Garth Fundus.
Brett Michaels came in, and it was really, really cool. There were a couple pretty awesome moments. And I will say this. Can we talk about this?
No? Yeah.
I think it was cool. I mean, we were talking about basically in the middle of the interview, Brett Michaels was talking about, you know, almost dying a couple times and going into some pretty deep, very personal stuff. And we both look over and you could see how moved he was just even talking about it. He was wiping away a tear and it just, I think it's cool. As you're listening to this interview, understand how sincere this was coming from his heart. I liked him before. I mean, we've known him for a long time.
Yeah.
But that, to me, seeing how moved he was and how kind of changed he was, too, was really powerful. What we're going to do is add that interview as a bonus onto the end of this podcast. We do want to remind you, again, Mother's Day. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. You want to get your Mother's Day flowers
delivered? Not this Sunday. The next Sunday.
Right, this coming Sunday after this week. Right.
All right.
If somebody doesn't know when Mother's Day is, shame on you. You have a mother. Love her. Take care of her. Get her some flowers. Go to proflowers.com. They are offering right now, we're going to just lay this out there, 100 blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. You can also make your mom's day super mega extra special by upgrading to a premium vase and add some chocolates and everything. For $9.99 more, we have a special promo code. Click on the blue microphone on the right-hand corner, the top right-hand corner of the proflowers.com website, and enter this code, Big D. Big D, to get these great offers. Again, that's proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone at the top and type in Big D. Order today because this offer is going to expire soon. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Proflowers.com. Proflowers.com. Click on it. Enter Big D.
Hey, Brett Michaels is Johnny Nessie. Just before he said, oh, by the way, hi, Brett. Good to see you again.
Hey, good Brett. Morning. Awesome to see you guys.
He had one of my candles, and he says, I'm going to move this because me and candles don't mix.
Well, you've got long hair and stuff, so I mean, you know.
I'm going to catch fire. I'm going to tell you a story of me catching fire. I went in to do giving music instruction at a rock and roll fantasy camp. Uh-huh. And as I'm giving instruction to everyone in the room, they have all these, you know, the candles are vibey. I love them. I have them at the house. They're wonderful. I noticed that my jeans have caught on fire. I couldn't make it up. It was a unbelievable Brett Michaels Spinal Tap moment. I'm on fire and I'm stomping it out trying to explain to them, you got to have a big show and come out excited, yes, be passionate.
Yes.
And I'm on fire.
I mean, how could you be more passionate than that? You were on fire.
On fire.
That's awesome, man. So what are you doing, man? What's going on in Brett's world?
A lot of stuff since the last time I saw you guys. By the way, mega congratulations on your win, ACM.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, that's incredible. And that was a great show. That was an awesome show the other night.
It was phenomenal to be at and to see and the whole thing. It was just the scope of it, the scale. I mean, 80-something thousand people was nuts.
It was, and to watch it, you know, like I said, to watch it on TV was incredible. And it was just to see everyone up there and everyone having a great party. But that's the way a real award show, man, that was a party. Like, it was great.
Yeah.
Look, on TV, again, not being in the building, it looked great, sounded great, but what I've been up to is a lot of great things. The first one is I always see you guys when we're in town, and I spent a lot of time down here. But Luke Laird and I said I want to write a song, a really great song, just a summer fun party song of 2015. And I wrote a song called Girls on Bars with Luke Laird. And Luke's one of my buddies in Pennsylvanian, I believe, as well.
Yeah, and super talented songwriter.
Super talented. You know how it started? We went into the room. I called him. We were on tour. And I said, Luke, I said, I have this guitar riff and an idea. I said, I'd like to come over to the studio and just sit down and write with you. And we went in, and I was like, I just want this summer feel. And I said, what reminds you? And he's like, driving in cars, the beach, partying. I said, you know what I think of? I think of Coyote Ugly-ish, Girls on Bars, Panama City, good times.
Yeah.
So the song's called Girls on Bars. And I said, let's just go boom, boom, boom. And the next thing you know, we kept that mouthpiece, you know, the whole rhythm with the mouth through the whole song. And we just picked up the guitars and started writing. And it's really, it's exploding, which is a great thing.
How do they do that? Like,
how do you just walk in and write a song?
Yeah, me go to Bubba's house. Hey, man, okay, here's what I'm thinking. Girls, fun, summertime.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
And you go, okay, cool, how about this?
It's a crazy thing that you guys can start with a beat and say, okay, here we go, here's a song, and boom, it happens.
It just like that. And I think, too, that energy, when you get in a room with the right people. For years, my guitarist and good friend Pete Evick and me have written a lot of songs when we did All I Ever Needed with you guys, and you helped to break that.
Yeah.
And then with the Girls on Bars and stuff, it's just – you go in there and you have an idea where you want to go with something. And I found out with me, I'm kind of like I don't mean to be, but I'm a bull in a china shop. I go in there and I'm passionate, I'm excited. But if you have a sense of direction where you want to go with something, it's much easier than the three of us come in here. You're in the mood to write a ballad. You want to write a party song and I just want to hang out. You know what I'm saying? It makes it, it's tough to find a direction. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I would be the hangout guy, actually. You guys could write. I'd be like, hey, I'm just here for the free stuff.
I'm making coffee, and hey, anybody got some Doritos?
What do y'all do?
Pass me those double stuffs.
Is there any hangout stuff I can get while you guys are writing?
Yeah. Brett Michaels is joining us in the studio. And Brett, what you don't know is that years ago when we first met, you were talking about an expense or something, and you're like, I'll do that. I think you're maybe on the phone. I was just eavesdropping. And you're like, well, that sounds good. I just want to make sure that this isn't going against my, what do you call it, Patrick?
Recoupment.
That was the first time that I said to myself, you know what? We don't even know what he's talking about. And we need to know what he's talking about.
Well, that's,
you are so in control of your business that you understood the business. And at the time, Bob and I didn't. We
were just DJs and we were making really good money. We were happy.
Yeah, but that's,
and didn't realize how much happier we could be without
the corporate thing above you.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you for me, and I say this with you all too, and knowing both you, saying I've had, since I've been a kid, an entrepreneurial spirit, right? It's just kind of this maverick spirit of going in and doing stuff. If you think about my first record with Poison, right? I bet on myself. That's the word I use for no matter what happens, because there's a lot of great things you can do. And I said, I bet on myself when everyone else around me was grabbing up publishing deals, which is fantastic. It worked for them. It just wasn't my way of believing. I'm like, I'm going to bet on me, and I wanted to own content was king. I wanted to own as much as I could, meaning I want to be in control of my career is what it was. I just went again, believing in myself and bet on it. I held on to my publishing, and now we're at just over 35 million records sold later.
Oh, is that it?
Well, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it's just a,
that's awesome,
it's a, that's an awesome feeling to have known when I looked at a lot of my friends and they immediately jumped and took the leather jacket and limo ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then had no control of their career.
That's
they had
exactly right.
No control of
that's
their
exactly
career.
It. And there's a lot of people in our industry who are getting axed and canned and replaced because they don't have that entrepreneurial vision. Because for us, listen, we're not as hot and sexy and flashy as you are.
That's not what true. That is not true. That is not true.
You're right. That's not
true.
My
pants caught on fire. I'm not that sexy. And not in a good way. They didn't catch on fire in a good porn. This was me at a show in front of a bunch of people talking.
We're performers, is what we do.
Absolutely.
This is our stage.
What's the little quote, quit working for their dream deal?
Man, I told you that, and you're supposed to, like, I thought you were going to get that tattooed.
Quit working for their dream. What is it? If you're not working for your dream, you're working for somebody else's dream or something.
That's close enough.
And well, you know the funny thing, too, you think about this? You could take all the big things that are out there that are going on, right? If you go into people, I found out, if you sit down and talk with people and say, look, I like that. I'm not crazy about that. You know what I mean? Like, that's not something I would do or something I want to do. If you sit down and really say to them, this is things we're willing to do. And I had one of these situations yesterday with some people here in town. I said, that and that sound great. And I said, that idea for me doesn't work at all. I said, I'll be happy to do these two. And it never got heated. We agreed on this and this, and we're not going to do that. And I found out if you talk to them, a lot of times it worked. And
yeah,
I think it's worked for me.
That's the thing, is everybody needs to learn how to be confident in who they are and what they're willing to do, and obviously what they're willing to not do. Take a stand, and people respect that.
At 1,000%. And I'm not, you know, again, we all sometimes, and I say this, we all get to do what we have to do to get to do what we love to do. I love playing music, but also with that, I wanted to come here. I wanted to hang out with you guys and talk. It's not, I don't wake up and go, man, I don't want to do anything, but I want it to all come for free. There's a lot of hard work, because you know what they say? When you become your own boss, you know who else becomes your boss?
Everyone else.
Everybody becomes your boss. When you're your own boss, yeah, Everyone now becomes your boss.
Yeah.
This is a true story. We did Toad Lick, big festival down there.
Sure.
And it was Lee Bryce and myself and Craig Wayne Boyd. Unbelievably great guys. They all came out. Everything about it was awesome. We were doing Every Rose Has Its Thorn. I brought my whole family are veterans, so I brought all the veterans up on stage, Wounded Warriors. We did that and Something to Believe In together, and they came out on stage, and it was one of those magic moments. I go, this is why I did this in the first place, and it reminds you that this is what I love to do. You know what I'm saying? And yep, your success that you guys have had, I know we were laughing about maybe an accident or not. It isn't an accident. There's a reason you're successful at what you do, and it's an it factor.
It's a sexy thing.
Well, it's a sexy thing. Yeah, and pants got to be on fire.
Pants on fire. Sexy
pants
thing.
On
that's
fire.
Why, that's why we're
that's my next song with Luke. Pants on fire.
Brett Michaels is joining us, and I am. I wanted to call. I want to call a friend of ours. He's a big fan of yours.
You might want to grab some headphones, at least so you can hear.
I was jamming on guitar. Hold on, I got headphones. I'm good to go.
That's right. I can't believe he had a guitar in his hand. He was ready to play something.
Just shot me down.
Hello.
Hey, sweetheart. It's D and Bubba.
I almost said hey, sweetheart, to him too. That's weird.
So Brett, we have a friend of ours who's a really big fan of yours, and he's on the phone now. He can hear you. Will you say hi to, you have to guess who this is, actually. Ooh, this is a fun game. Oh, came up with a new game.
You can't make him guess who it is.
Yes, it is. Mystery guest, go ahead and say hi to Brett Michaels.
Brett, what's up, my brother?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Come on, you know the voice.
It's a former duet partner.
I just love this.
Mom?
So awkward. So awkward.
Dude, it really is awkward.
Wait,
give him a clue, mystery guest.
We were on stage the other night with Craig Wayne Boyd.
Lee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lee, it's Lee Bryce. I was just bragging you up, brother.
Yeah.
I was just in here bragging you up. Well, thank you. I go, God, his voice isn't familiar like from a thousand. I go, this is just someone I spoke to in my head. I'm like, that was great. See, that brain hemorrhage had no effect on me whatsoever. A couple surgeries later and I'm doing great. Lee, I was just bragging up how awesome you were and what a night of synergy and awesomeness we had.
Well, I was texting the boys. We were talking about some stuff that went on this weekend, and I brought you up too, brother. I just wanted to call in and say, hey, man, and say again that it was short-lived the other night, so we got to get back together and get together.
Oh, we're doing it. We're together. Putting the band back together, Lee. But I'll tell you, honestly, guy, and I'm saying this to everyone, Lee, really cool dude, but you know what? It was not only just a great experience, but to go up, hang out on the bus, to be out on stage and be able to sing a song or so together, and just to hang out. And we've spoke since, and I called, and we just were talking about life and saying how great it was, and I was congratulating. I love to see success and all of us as musicians, and not just when it's starting off, but for the long haul. And to have your talent, be able to go out there and do that and share that stage together, I was just bragging that up.
To me, it was like blew my mind that a rock star. I mean, major rock star could ever be this cool. And so it just blew my mind. And so I have just been blown away ever since. And him and his crew, it was like people we were all looking up to. Like, we want to be like those guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am honored and flattered, but it was just, I want to say this to you, that there's a few people you meet in your life and you're like, that was a great experience, and that night was one of those nights that you write down, you go, that was an awesome experience, and we will do many more of those. And it goes beyond professional into real-life friendship, so thanks, buddy.
Oh, man, right back to you. And,
wait up, guys.
Listen Hold to what on. They're doing to us, Lee. Listen to this.
Yes. Lee Bryce and Brett Michaels.
Can you feel
it's a bromance.
Tonight.
You're killing me.
Golly, you guys are going to make out
on
the phone.
I get emotional when you guys do this to me every time. Lee, don't fall for this again, all right?
Okay.
This is where we set it up, let you guys cry, and then we laugh at you.
I just want you to know we partied. There was no crying. Lee and me partied and cried.
All right, Lee, we love you, man. We'll holler at you later.
Y'all be good. Brett, see you later, man.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon, Lee.
Bye.
So what is the what's going on with you and PetSmart and Overstock?
We ride. We have go-karts. We have a big go-kart track, motocross track, but we have a lot of animals. And I'm like a midnight mad scientist. I go in there and create all this stuff. And with PetSmart, I created a product a couple years ago for dogs and cats and stuff. And we went in there, and with a lot of hard work, we ended up signing a long-term, lifelong deal and took the line from starting at 100 or wherever the products are now in their top five selling lines at PetSmart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you go to PetSmart, it's just the Brett Michaels collection. It's called Pets Rock, and check it out. Dogs, cats. We got a lot of other stuff coming. But
Ever think you were going to be doing things like dog collars and leashes and things like that?
But you didn't think about it. But I knew I loved animals, and I made stuff that could withstand the bite of I have German Shepherds, so they eat through steel. Mm-hmm. So I'm making products that would hold up, that were durable, but I want them to be affordable so people could go in and get them and compete with the big dogs out there.
And what about Overstock? What are you doing with that?
Real simple. I'll make this simple. Created a bunch of stuff. Overstock is one of the best synergy companies I've ever worked around. These people do a ton. So does PetSmart with charity, which I do with the Brett Michaels Life Rocks Foundation. We went in there talking about charity and making a couple products, and I created some stuff, and it's just simply overstock.com/livebrettmichaels. And it's everything for lifestyle, home decor, fitness, just stuff we made that people can go check out.
Doing a little bit of everything. A
little bit of everything. But I love, it's what I live
it's
to do.
It's who you are.
I just decided what I am is a realist. I dream big, but I'm a realist. And the realist part means you got to work hard at it. It doesn't come for free. And
can
you
we steal that word, realist?
I like if
that.
You will steal it, I made it up, so it's yours. I'm sharing it and copyright.
Yeah.
I'll give you 10%.
Okay, good.
8%, 6%.
We went from owning it to getting
6%. 1%. Recoupable.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. Drealist. Hashtag
upon
drealist
expenses.
Right now.
Hey, Brett Michaels is joining us. By the way, you talk about being a blessed guy. Go from all your medical craziness. I mean, a real scare, man. You probably shouldn't be here.
More, can I say this truthfully? I say this, grace of God, good medical attention, friends and family. But you know what? This is how it went. Being diabetic since the age of 6, right?
I'm one of those guys that, you know, my dad taught me, my dad's a military guy. There's no self-pity. You go out there, pick yourself up, do it. And that really helped me when I had the – started out at San Antonio at the amphitheater with emergency appendectomy. 2 weeks later, we literally shot the – it's called 50 Most Intriguing People for People magazine. I couldn't go to New York to do it because I was sick after mm-hmm. the appendectomy. Mm-hmm. I shot it in my garage at my house. This is no lie. They were great. Put a big backdrop up. I'm thinking, if people knew we were standing in my garage between the motorcycles shooting this picture,
right.
You know, I'm like, this is crazy. I walked back into the house. That night I had the subarachnoid brain hemorrhage. Like they left, the crew, everyone left. I was on my couch, put my daughters to bed, and I was sitting there, and my brain literally blew up.
What did it feel like?
I'm going to tell you what it felt like. It was, if you can picture this, if someone came up behind you, because it happened so quick, and then, you know, I had 3 days of my life I'll never get back. I don't remember. I thought someone shot me, like broke into the house and shot me in the back of the head. That's what it feels like.
And I mean, it was all at once. It just happened
all at
like
once.
That.
It's called it's a subarachnoid hemorrhage. And trust me, I learned all about this after I lived through it. Subarachnoid hemorrhage, the vein that actually explodes. So if you have an aneurysm, it bubbles and you can coil it. With a subarachnoid hemorrhage, it explodes. And if you don't get to the bleed, you die. And there's very little time. They got me to the hospital. They diagnosed it. I don't remember much. I remember kind of looking around the room and thought this was it. And it was a very emotional moment because I've always cherished life. Trust me, I love being here. But that's a moment you go, you realize how fast it could be taken away. And I woke up to someone massaging my legs so I didn't get a blood clot and die. That's how they –
you know, like, it's like your poison days.
Yeah, yeah. It was I took it crazy, just like the poison days. Yes. Only not as much alcohol in the room. Right. There wasn't as much alcohol, but it was nuts. And then after that, it was crazy. It went in a series of bad. We went to the TIA. I had a stroke from it. And then when I recovered from that – heart surgery, and they found out I had a hole in my heart, and that's how the blood clots were getting into the brain. And so just grace of God. And
do you feel kind of bulletproof?
I mean, no,
with all this going on?
I tell you what, when Tim McGraw is saying live like you're dying, I've been doing it since. I'm taking in every second of it. And like the other night we were talking about being on stage, man, I go out there and being here this morning, I feel everything about this is good. Even my suck days I look at his good days.
I feel like I've noticed that, like, even just in here with us, you've had several emotional moments, like, yep, where you feel like you don't want to forget it.
You want to
be in this moment.
Yeah, I want to be in it, and I want to tell everyone, you got it. It's a balance. You want to go out there and party, hang with your friends and your family, and at the same time enjoy it, because that's how fast. When that thing happened, it instantly reminds you how quick. And what happened was, at the time of the hemorrhage, is when I was winning Celebrity Apprentice, right?
Right.
So everything was like, all of a sudden Larry King's on the air, Donald Trump's on the air, Donald Trump's son, Don Jr.'s best friend, had just died from a subarachnoid hemorrhage. And he was also diabetic like me. And all these things, it was like a imperfect storm. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was just happening at once. And
it was the most inopportune time for it to happen, because here you were poised to win, and all of a sudden they didn't know if you would even be able to finish the season.
And I went, but you know, here's why you know I'm sick. They asked me to come back and do it. They pushed the finale a little bit. The doctors went with me. We flew back in the plane, landed, and I went in. And you know I'm sick when I don't go to my own winning after party. My dad drank like a fish. He was at the party like, hey, this is great. I had his bandana on and having a great time. And my stepmom and everybody and my mom, they were all partying and having a great time. But I was so sick. I went back to the room after I won and literally just laid down for a day or so. And then next day they took me back to the hospital.
I will tell you something about Brett. Brett, as you may go, why is he a rock guy trying to do country stuff? Let me tell you something. Brett is country. Brett is real. That's what country is.
Thank you.
We're real. And Brett's real. And our format is real for the most part.
Yeah, and it is real.
And Brett is that guy who if you took all this bling or whatever it is you have on as a rock.
Those are skulls.
I have no bling. I've had this t-shirt on for 4 years.
I guess it's just your body.
It won't come off. It's so tight.
Yeah, it's just who you are. Yeah, and you throw Stetson or some Wranglers. He's the real deal, legit. And you're going to love the new song. And
Girls on Bars. You can get it right now, right?
They
can
right. Go and, it just came out for download, and the video premieres this coming Monday.
Good to see you again, man. Thanks for dropping by.
I want to say this before I go. Thank you guys for being real. And I'm going to say this even with all the walls breaking down with music. It's a universal language. Thank you for being here, not just today, But throughout my entire career, I just want to say thanks.
Thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.